August 9, 1937. Prodigies of love in the divine volition. How the divine will redoubles its love, in order to be loved with its own love. How the queen will form the new hierarchy in her inheritance. My flight continues in the divine volition. He awaits me with so much love that he takes me in his arms of light and says, "My daughter, I love you, I love you. And you, tell me that you love me, so I can place my big I love you on your little I love you," and, spreading it in the immensity of my fiat, I make everyone and everything love you, while you love me for everyone and everything. I am the immensity, and I like to give to creatures and to receive from them my immense love. I give and receive the harmonies, the various notes, the sweetness, and the enchanting and enrapturing sounds contained in my love. When my will loves, the heavens, the sun, the whole of creation, the angels and the saints, all of them love together with me. They are all attentive and waiting for the I love you from the one to whom they directed their I love you. So, on the wings of my will, I send your I love you's single quote to all, so as to repay them for their love for you, united to my love. If one loves, it is to be loved in return. Not having love returned is the hardest pain, a pain that makes one delirious. It is the most transfixing nail, which can be pulled out only by the medicine, the balm of returned love. Then, I was thinking to myself, "My God, who could ever repay you for your great love?" Ah, maybe only the Queen of Heaven can claim the merit of having repaid her Creator in love. And I felt oppressed. And my always adorable Jesus, making his short little visit, all goodness, said, "Daughter of my will, don't worry. For the soul who lives in my will, there is perfect harmony in love. By possessing its life in the creature, my will redoubles its love. So when it wants to love, it loves within itself and within the soul, since it possesses her life. In my will, love is in perfect harmony. Joys and happiness of pure love are always in full force. Our paternal goodness for the soul who lives in our will is so great that we count her breaths, heartbeats, thoughts, words and movements, to return them with our own and fill them up with love. In our emphasis of love, we say to this creature, she loves us and we must love her. And while we love her, we show off such gifts and graces as to astonish heaven and earth. We did the same with our queen. We displayed so much. But do you know what this showing means? We are looking at ourselves, and we want to give all that we are and all that we possess. Dissimilarity would cause us pain. The creature, seeing herself dissimilar from us, would not be with us with the trust of a daughter, and with that confidence that comes from sharing the same goods and the same gifts. This disparity would be an obstacle to forming one single life and loving each other with one single love. On the other hand, to live in our divine will is exactly this: one single will, one single love, common goods. In all that may be lacking within the creature, we give of ourselves to compensate her in everything, and to say, what we want, she wants too. Our love and her love are one single love, and as we love her, she loves us. My daughter, is it that we lack the strength to elevate the creature to the level of our image to make her possess our goods so that she may live in our will? My celestial mother, from the moment she existed, possessed the life of my divine fiat. We love each other with one love, and we love the creature with a twin love. Our love for her is such that, just as we have our hierarchy of angels in heaven as well as the various orders of saints, the great Lady Celestial Empress and owner of the great inheritance of our will call her own children to possess her inheritance when our kingdom will be established on earth. We will give her the great glory of having her form the new hierarchy that will be similar to the 9 choirs of angels. So, she will have the choir of Seraphim, of Cherubim and so forth, as well as the new order of the saints who lived in her inheritance. After she will have formed them on earth, she will take them to heaven, surrounding herself with the new hierarchy, the newborn in the divine fiat, reborn in her own love those who lived in her inheritance. This will be the fulfillment of the work of creation, our consummatum estate. We will have the kingdom of our will among creatures, thanks to the celestial heir who wanted to give her life for each of them, to make it reign. How glorified and happy we will be, because the sovereign queen will have her own hierarchy just as we keep ours. Even more so, since our own hierarchy will be hers too, while hers will be ours, because all that is done in our will is inseparable. If you knew how much the celestial queen loves the souls. She, faithful copy of her creator, looks inside herself and finds her seas of love, grace, sanctity, beauty and light. Then she looks at the creatures and wants to give all of herself with all her seas, so that creatures may have their mama with all her riches. Having to see her children poor, while their mother is so rich, and only because they do not live in the inheritance of their mother. It is such a pain. She would like to see them inside her seas of love, loving their creator as she does, hidden inside her sanctity, embellished by her beauty, filled with her grace. But not seeing them there, if she wasn't in the state of glory, in which pains cannot have place, she would die of pure pain for each creature who does not live in the divine will. Therefore, she prays unceasingly. She places all her seas in prayer, to beseech that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our love is such that, by the virtue of our will, she belocates herself within each creature, to prepare the interior of her soul, synchronizing her with her maternal heart, squeezing her in her arms, to dispose her to receive the life of the divine fiat. Oh, how much she prays, in every single heart, to our adorable majesty, saying, "Hurry up. My love can no longer be contained. I want to see my children living together with me in that same divine will that forms all of my glory, my richness, my great inheritance. Trust me, and I will know how to defend my children and your own will, which is also mine." The love of this celestial queen and mother is insuperable. Only in heaven will creatures know how much she loves them and how much she has done for them. Her most exuberant, magnanimous and greatest act is in wanting them to possess the kingdom of my will as she possesses it. Oh, what wouldn't the celestial lady do to obtain this purpose? You too, unite with her, and pray for a purpose so holy. Fiat.